Donna McGonagall, wannabe stunner, stares in the mirror and sees a 10-tonner. No matter that she is no fatter than most, her plan is to look like a banister post. Though curvy and perfectly skilled at seduction, her foremost desires spare tire liposuction. She googles McDougal, a man of the region whose glowing endorsements from clients are legion. The finest of fishmongers, this side of Fife, has found a fresh use for his filleting knife. He's not what you'd quite call a crack plastic surgeon. But really, how different's descaling a sturgeon? Step into the back while I unpack this pallet of turbot and trout and then gut this grey mullet. I'll be with you shortly, just strip to your smalls and step in the net that I've strung from the walls. If you slam a few drams of this fine distillation, I'll guarantee you a pain-free operation. Donna McGonagall glugs till she's numb and can't feel her nose or her toes or her tongue. Chin chin, let's begin, says the man, striding in. Though Lord only knows why you want a big fin. She tries to yell, no, I said want to be thin, but all she can muster's a gurgle and grin. He steadies his heaviest knife, blinks his eyes, then lops off her legs at the tops of her thighs, and tacks on a tail fin he's kept at a chill, preserving nerve endings with unswerving skill, so Donna can swish it or flip or get flicky, though using the toilet might prove a bit tricky. As Donna McGonagall's senses recover, she wails in despair to the heavens above her. She no longer cares about bodily mass. She's bloody and bruised, and her body's half bass. With zigzagging stitches twixt torso and flipper, she's not so much mermaid as monstrous mer-kipper. Soon she'll be swimming off France's fair shore, where she'll be caught by one Monsieur Foucault, who'll show his love every way that he can, and then dice her into his bouillabaisse pan. She'll no longer pout from the Vogues or GQs, just 40 and times, and the angling news.